Hello, lovely. I'm Marie.
And my name is Rory, Sunshine. And we are the host of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We've started this podcast, gorgeous, to improve your vocabulary and give you gorgeous, fantastic grammar for your, Sunshine, high score, band 9 score. So, dear listener, do you enjoy lovely, sunshine, or gorgeous? Or maybe there's another word we can use to call you. Let us know on social media. Maybe there's something like Fluffykins. Hello, Fluffykins.
I like sunshine.
Sunshine, yeah.
Or darling.
Sunshine.
Hello, darling.
It's nice. Hello, darling. Rory, you know, I've been thinking. We have our super words like Scotland, freedom, or band 9 score. So how about we put these words on t-shirts and underwear, maybe socks, and we're gonna just sell all of this merch.
It sounds like a good idea. Although, do you think there is a market for things like that?
Market? I don't know. But, dear listener, you do know that now we're gonna talk about markets!
Markets.
It's a coincidence. What a coincidence. What a coincidence. Markets, street markets. Yes, in speaking part one, they can ask you questions about street markets again. This is a rebirth, return of the topic of street markets. So, Rory, do you like going to street markets?
Oh God, we seem to be going through a period of topics that don't really affect me. I haven't been to a street market in years. They don't tend to have things that I'm really interested in. Usually I buy various bits and pieces online, unless it's a book or a trinket for people back home. But like I say, that hasn't been for a while.
When was the last time you went to a street market?
I honestly can't recall, but if I were to guess randomly, I think it was when I went to Haiti, and there was a collection of stalls and tables by the seaside, and they sold gifts based on seashells and things like that. You had to haggle over the prices, which I wasn't good at, but it was why I remembered it, because I remember the merchants being really annoyed with me.
Are there any street markets in your country?
Well, probably not as many as there used to be after the pandemic, but you do see them from time to time, especially farmers' markets in the villages or small towns.
What do people usually buy there?
Well, I'm hardly an expert, but I think a lot of them sell local foodstuffs and handicrafts. Of course, you can have small stalls and tables with just about anything, but it seems like those would be the main goods sold.
Do many people go to street markets in your country?
I honestly wouldn't know, but if I were to guess, then I would say they would if they were given an easy opportunity to. People love a good bargain and, or a unique gift, and it's possible to get those at street markets.
Do you prefer shopping in a mall or street market?
Actually, I'd rather shop online if I can. I'm really busy and I don't have time to go traipsing around town or a big shopping centre when I can sit at home in relative comfort or go for a relaxing walk.
Thank you, Rory, for your answers. So what's wrong with you? You don't take photos, you don't like taking photos of your food, and then you don't go to street markets. So all IELTS topics are just, you know, lost with you, Rory. You're not into shoes, you don't like bananas with raisins.
Yes, but behold, I have used lots of nice phrases and grammar structures to get myself out of this.
Yes, true, dear gorgeous listener. Rory said that, first of all, okay, we go to street markets. And what are street markets?
Markets in the street?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So we have a shop and we have a market. A market is, well, it's like the Grand Bazaar, a market. But a market could be indoors and also outdoors.
Yes, so it's complicated. However, if we think of it like a place or a group of places selling different things from different counters or tables or stalls, then that's a market. What is a stall, you might ask? For me, a stall is, it's like a table, but it has a cover over it, and it sells something or has something, a theme, for example.
A market is an area in which commercial dealings are conducted.
Oh, well, there's a much easier to understand explanation.
Oh, there we go. Oh, street market, there we go. A regular gathering of people for the purchase and sale of provisions, livestock, which means animals, and other commodities. Commodities like necessary products like sugar, water, bread. So street markets, in the streets. Okay,
yes,
cool.
What did I say?
Yeah. I'm just repeating for our listener to understand what street markets are. So, Rory told us that...
I really didn't tell you anything. Like, I used words that... There are no specialist terms at all here. We should probably focus on the structures I used first, because you can use these to talk about anything. So...
True.
Here, like, an expression like, I haven't really been to blah, 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 in years.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. They don't tend to have things or stock things that I'm interested in. So at least you're using words that are sufficiently high level without actually mm-hmm. talking about the subject.
If the examiner asks you about art galleries, like, do you like going to art galleries? You go, I haven't been to an art gallery in years. So yeah.
They don't tend to have things I'm interested in.
Yeah, perfect. Or what about museums?
I haven't been to a museum in years. They don't tend to have things I'm interested in. Also, COVID, they're closed.
Yes. Yeah. So you see, you can use this strategy. And then you said, like, trinket. Like, I buy various bits or a book or a trinket for people back home.
It's like a trinket, like a small gift. It's not really got much value to it, practical or otherwise.
It's interesting that in the first answer, you said that I don't really go to street markets. And then I go, when was the last time you went to a street market?
Well, yeah, but in the exam, like, the examiner has the set of questions and they can't change it because you don't know anything about it. So you just have to go with it. So I said, like, I honestly can't recall, like, I don't remember, and I don't care to. And then if I were to guess, then you just guess.
Yeah, so recall is like remember. I honestly can't recall. Like, I honestly can't remember. Like, seriously, you can't remember. The same, like, when was the last time you went to a museum?
I honestly can't recall. If I was to guess randomly, I don't know. I think it would be when I went on a field trip at university. I don't know. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. So something like this. And then Rory used a very specific word about street markets and shops. You said a collection of stalls and tables.
Yes. So we talked about stalls, which are like these tables with roofs over them. For Haiti, they had the roof over mm-hmm. them because it was really sunny and really hot. Tables are just squares and rectangles with legs.
Yeah, and Haiti... is a country in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Okay? Haiti.
People should go there, but just don't go alone. Or whenever they have a riot, which is exactly what I did.
Oh. So, at the market, what do people do over the prices?
They haggle over the prices, which is just another way of saying, like, aggressively negotiating in a traditional way. It's super common in African and Middle Eastern countries and places mm-hmm. in the Caribbean.
Yep, haggle. I also haggle. Oh, in Russia, you can haggle at the market.
Why really?
Yeah. If I, for example, I take a lot of vegetables or like berries or fruits at the vegetable market, I go, okay, I'm going to take all this, but are you going to give me a discount? So, yeah. Oh, my father is so good at haggling. Oh my god, you should see him. He goes like, okay, I'm gonna take this for 50. And the price was like 150. Yeah, he's amazing. So haggle. Haggle over the prices. Or what preposition should we use?
You haggle over the prices. Or you just haggle.
Mm-hmm. You haggle to get a good bargain. And Rory told us people love a good bargain.
Apparently.
A bargain like a good deal.
Yeah.
So you negotiate a price, you haggle over the prices, and then you get a good bargain. And then you said that at street markets, people sell local foodstuffs and handicrafts.
Yes. So foodstuff is just another way of saying foods. And handicrafts are crafts that you make with your hands.
Yeah, like all these like so mugs simple. And
it's so simple, but apparently it's like higher level vocabulary. And I'm just like, yeah, it doesn't
sound
like
it. Oh, yeah, specific. Yeah. What about foodstuffs? You said not foodstuff, but stuffs. Can it be plural?
It can, and it often is. But it, you also have like something is a foodstuff or they sell foodstuffs. Mm-hmm. So it's basically just something that's used as food or something that's used to make food. It doesn't sound terribly precise, does it? But that's what it is. Mm-hmm. So a foodstuff would be like grain, meat.
Yeah. Dairy products, like all these yogurts, the milky stuff, cheeses. Yeah, local food stuff. We can also mention farmers markets. So farmers grow their own food and then they sell them at the market. So stalls, farmers markets, foodstuffs, handicrafts are all good to go. And then like the question was like, okay, do many people go to street markets in your country? And you said, I wouldn't know, but yeah. I guess they would if they were. Oh gosh, the second conditional all over the place.
But the point is, it's another way of talking about something that you don't have a clue about. So it could be like, honestly, I wouldn't know, but I guess they would if they were given an easy opportunity. Ask me a different question about a different subject, Maria.
Do people in your country go to planetariums?
I honestly wouldn't know, but I guess they would if they were given an easy opportunity to.
Oh, God. Okay, and the last word that we're going to talk about now is go... Traipsing around town. Go traipsing around town. Traipsing
is just another way of saying walking or moving like really wearily or reluctantly. So if you, it's like if you go for a walk but you don't want to go for a walk, you're like moving from side to side, don't really want
market.
To walk.
Like a child, yeah, like, yeah,
like I want to go to
McDonald's.
To shop. Yeah.
Let's go to McDonald's. Why are we at this stupid street market? Yeah, so we can say traipse around the shops or traipse through street markets or national parks. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's a nice word. Yeah, and a shopping mall, right? A mall is a huge mall. A shopping mall or a shopping store, a shopping center, you can say. And also, Rory has used a good structure, like, I'd rather shop online. So, I'd rather do it. I'd rather buy things online.
Yeah, if you're very fast when you're thinking, if you ever get offered one of these silly choices by your examiner, like, do you prefer, I don't know, doing one boring thing or the other boring thing? Then you could say, actually, I prefer to do something that isn't boring.
Yeah, do you prefer going to planetariums or art galleries?
Actually, I'd rather stay at home and watch Netflix. Netflix, pay me money.
So, there you go, dear listener. Street markets.
Hopefully, we have provided you with a marketplace of ideas and vocabulary to choose from.
Oh, God, a marketplace.
A marketplace.
Yeah. We should organize our own street market with our Success with IELTS merch, t-shirts with Scotland Freedom, or underwear, Scotland Freedom, maybe socks, mugs, caps. Right, which merch do you want? Merch like
I want
merchandise
a
products. I want a cap, okay.
I want a
with
cool
Maria,
cap.
I love you. Or hello,
no.
Sunshine.
Success.
So you don't want any photos of me. You don't want any photos of me, any drawings of me, no merch with me, right? Okay, fine, Rory.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Better. Let's
Bye.
Move on, shall we? Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
So, Rory, do you like going to street markets?
God, we seem to be going through a period of topics that don't really affect me. I haven't been to a street market in years. They don't tend to have things that I'm really interested in. Usually I buy various bits and pieces online, unless it's a book or a trinket for people back home. But like I say, that hasn't been for a while.
When was the last time you went to a street market?
I honestly can't recall, but if I were to guess randomly, I think it was when I went to Haiti, and there was a collection of stalls and tables by the seaside, and they sold gifts based on seashells and things like that. You had to haggle over the prices, which I wasn't good at, but it was why I remembered it, because I remember the merchants being really annoyed with me.
Are there any street markets in your country?
Well, probably not as many as there used to be after the pandemic, but you do see them from time to time, especially farmers' markets in the villages or small towns.
What do people usually buy there?
Well, I'm hardly an expert, but I think a lot of them sell local foodstuffs and handicrafts. Of course, you can have small stalls and tables with just about anything, but it seems like those would be the main goods sold.
Do many people go to street markets in your country?
I honestly wouldn't know, but if I were to guess, then I would say they would if they were given an easy opportunity to. People love a good bargain and, or a unique gift, and it's possible to get those at street markets.
Do you prefer shopping in a mall or street market?
Actually, I'd rather shop online if I can. I'm really busy and I don't have time to go traipsing around town or a big shopping centre when I can sit at home in relative comfort or go for a relaxing walk.